really concerned with. It's just the amount of traffic to and from, and just having that additional link that an RV would carry, that would back traffic up should there be any issues or anything like that. I think that's probably the biggest concern. Not so much, like that you're going to have 10 pulling in at a time or, right. something like that. It's just local traffic that's in and out of that highway.
A lot of it. Are there any plans to upgrade that highway in the future?
Be up to MoDOT.
Yeah, that's a MoDOT question.
Is it? I've looked at several different scenarios, separate entrances, and the gentleman's right. There's no other way than to enter through the driveway that's allotted. And for what it's worth, we're not planning on putting any commercial buildings up there, gas stations and grocery stores. That would just create a complete catastrophe for that area. So we have no intentions on doing that.
So how many RVs do you have that come and go now on average?
We have about 31, and there's about 10 that come and go.
So they stay about a week or?
Yeah, a week. 2 weeks, depending on. A lot of it is workers in the area or short-term visitors to Branson. So. And we're inundated with calls for this type of situation, and that's why we're standing before you, is because we have the land, and it was already pre-approved to build. So
I do definitely think from an economic standpoint that it is something that's needed, especially with the amount of growth that we're seeing within this county and surrounding counties. I mean, it is would definitely be helpful, and it would bring that that bit of economic driver, to bring those workers here.
Any other questions? Comments, discussion. As we do, we'd like, this is a CUP, so in each of you should have the list of 8 items that we should consider when voting for or against a conditional use permit. So if y'all would like to look through that, but what we generally do is ask for a motion to approve it. Then have a discussion so that we can get it on the floor and then vote it up or down. If we're far enough along, if someone would feel comfortable.
I'll make a motion to approve.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion amongst ourselves before the vote? Okay, so the motion on the floor is for approval of the application as presented. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Two? Was it two?
Oh, I couldn't see.
Did you get it? Was it 5-2? 4-2?
4-4 and 2 against. Motion carries.
Oh, there's only 6 of us here.
No, there's only 6. We've got an even amount tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So y'all need to get with
we will
the office.
Get with them on the particulars for issuing that permit. So.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Okay. Next, we've got 4 rezones in front of us. Thank you. And just for everyone's benefit, on the rezones, what we will do, we'll make a recommendation to the Taney County Commission. And the Taney County Commission makes the final vote on any rezones, and that will be June 17th at 9 a.m. So, Scott, are you ready for the first
one? Finally, yep. Rezone number 2416,
Nick Turek is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of part of a parcel, which is number 18-7.0-35-004-001-001.100, located at 535 Emerald Point Road, Hollister. This is a narrow strip owned by the boatyard that is zoned C2, and we have the POA parcel, which is zoned R1. The zoning request is for the narrow, approximate 16-foot by 400-foot strip that's being used by the POA but owned by the boatyard to be rezoned to R1 upon the recording of a proposed minor subdivision. So we'll look at it up here, and maybe that'll make sense. This is our proposed plat. You see lot one of the Emerald Point Clubhouse. Lot one takes in 15 point some odd feet on the north end and 17 point, and I can't read those little numbers, on the south end. And it's 400 feet long. This POA Homeowner Association's parking lot goes over in onto Eastgate. So they're trying to clean up the property. The problem you have is this is R1. This one over here is C2. So we need to take care of the zoning before I can sign this plat. So Emerald Point POA, and of course, remember, these lines are off and they float, but their parking lot and curb actually goes over onto the East Gates property. So the East Gates agreed to, you can't sell just a 16-foot wide strip. It doesn't meet our subdivision regs. So to do a plat that would incorporate that little strip, this has to be rezoned before I can sign the plat. Does that make sense to everybody? Any questions on that?
Do we have a representative here for that?
I had some more pictures, but it's not moving on me. It's gone, so yes, move on. It's.
Do we have a representative for that, or you're basically?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
You wanna come on up?
Sure.
Hey. Hi.
So basically what it is that section right there is
Ma'am,
on...
Can I get your name,
sure,
please, for the record?
It's Jackie Hacker.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. That section that we're wanting to rezone is on our boatyard, but their parking lot where their parking spaces actually come onto our land, so we're just rezoning it because we're selling them that portion of land.
Okay. Seems pretty straightforward. Any questions from anyone? Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? For or against? Don't see anyone. So with that, do we have enough information to make a motion on this rezone request? Or any further questions for the applicant? We've got a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Because it is a rezone, I've got a specific motion that I need to read. Motion to recommend approval of application 24-016 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning map by Eastgate Boatyard LLC for the parcels located at 535 Emerald Point Drive, part of parcel 18-7.0-35-004-001-001.100, part of lot 1 of the proposed Emerald Point Clubhouse minor subdivision, to be rezoned from C2 zoning district to R1 zoning district, in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that application, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Appreciate it.
Thank
Next
you.
Meeting.
So June 17th, 9 a.m.
Thank you. Ready for your next one?
Ready for
rezone 24-015. So this is the Planning Commission is seeking Planning Commission recommendation. So I've generated this request for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of parcel number 9-1.0-12-000-000-106.001 located at River Ranch Road, Kizzee Mills, to RR1 Single Family Rural Residential District. So zoomed out, this is old highway that goes to Beaver Creek Park. Of course, here's Beaver Creek, Bull Shoals, and Beaver Creek comes in over here. Of course, your yellow is R1, the blue is all RR1. I've got the little parcel. What we have is a little piece that did not have a zoning layer. So this is cleanup again. We've got two more of these tonight and then one next month, I believe. So this has no zoning layer on it. It was missed. You can see why, because of that tiny piece. So we're just wanting to match the surrounding RR so that would have a zoning layer on it and not be unzoned. So it would match the surrounding property. So any questions? I guess I'd be the representative on this one.
I would be happy to represent.
Okay. You can sure speak on or for or against or?
I'm on the board of the Property Owners Association.
Do we have anyone else that came here and signed up to speak on this application? Just while she's coming up? No? Okay. Thank you. Hi.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Altus, and I currently serve as the Secretary Treasurer for Cedar Shores Ranch Estates Property Owners Association. And yes, what Scott said is correct. Somehow this got missed when the rezoning occurred, and we actually platted that to the Property Owners Association on October the 25th of 2017. And I understand that the Taney County Commission voted to do planning and zoning regulations on April the 21st of 2017. And so somehow this just got missed. And as an association, Property Owners Association, of course, there's residences all around that. And that was created for it not to be through area because previously there had been a road that had been vacated quite some time before. And the Homeowners Association is definitely in favor of having that regulated as a residential. And that was what our thoughts are. And there are several members that are represented here with the Homeowners Association. I don't know if any of them have signed up or not, but.
Okay. Seems pretty straightforward. Anybody, again, signed up to speak? No? Any questions for Scott or her in reference to this?
I have no questions. I would just hope that it would be approved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have enough information for a motion. Second?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion second. Any further discussion? A motion to approve the application is presented. I've got a specific motion to read for, make sure I have the right one. Motion to recommend approval of application 24-015 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Planning Commission for the parcel located at River Ranch Road, 09-1.0-12 or 12-000-000-106.001 to be rezoned RR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?